They told me there's nothing I can do about it. I'll have to comply with that. And that's the only place that I can get those schooling from. Without that, they wouldn't allow the boy in school.
Fanny Skuza is a widower. She has four children. Her firstborn is in university, while her two other children are in different high schools. Like other parents who have been struggling to have their children get education, regardless of their background, Skuza does casual jobs to earn a living. This forces her to look for cheaper suppliers in the market. And this is why she's a frequent customer to Makina Market.
We were buying one shirt, it was 750 with the school logo. But you see, when you come to the market, for somebody like me who is a low income earner, it is 100 bob from the market. Like Kawangware Toy Market, the shirt is 100 bob. I followed it up very much and I was told, Mom, there's nothing we can do about this because ever since this school was started, that's where we've been buying and we're the only parent who is complaining. The other parents are comfortable. So I was like, we are not the same. Yeah, and you don't know me. I'm a widow. I don't know about the other parents.
Hello.
Hello, Martin.
Yes.
Martin Ojal is in charge of building and construction. He is the founder of Kanyombogo Company. His company supplied drive-in primary school with the tracksuits.
You know, me, I don't do the supplying of the clothes. Me, I do the construction. And when he approached me and told me, okay, there's a certain business here, can you do it? I asked him, which business? He told me, okay, the school needs somebody who can supply them with the tracksuits. And I don't know how you are, if you have the money which can do the supply. I tell them, okay, how much are you paying for every tracksuit? He told me, we are paying 2,000 per tracksuit. I told him, okay, we can do it. How quickly are you paying? He told me, immediately you supply, we are going to pay you. That's why I get into this business.
According to Ojal, the school has not been able to pay him for all the tracksuits he supplied. He says, despite the fact that he was promised the tracksuits were to be paid by a foreign organization, Feed the Children, that has not happened more than 2 years after he supplied school with 400 pieces of tracksuits. Instead, he has been receiving payments in small installments.
With this issue now, what I just want is the head teacher to see if he can just pay me my money. Because I've tried every corner which I can. I've gone to the police station. I've called him everywhere. I've even ambushed him in the meeting. And I'm not seeing any way how I can just get my money. Even I have gone to him to take back the dresses so that I can clean them, then sell it to another body. Which when I went there, I found the pieces which I supplied there, the numbers are not tallying. So when we started doing the calculation with him, we found that the calculation and the number of the clothes which I supplied are not tallying. And I told them, no, I can't pick the clothes. I just want now my money back.
What was the initial agreement?
I was to be paid in cash.
Where was this money supposed to come from?
From the Feed the Children. In fact, it affects me seriously. I only take this money because of the loan which we borrowed. You see, you know you have to pay the loan. Because if you don't pay, the bank will not see, we will not even tolerate with you and say that, okay, we will relax because the school have not paid you. The bank will come to us direct and then arrest us all, auction our things. That's why I go and pick this small money.
Good morning. My name is Fabio Tieno. I'm a journalist. I work at Mtani Radio.
Drive-in primary school head teacher Benjamin Olo, who did not allow us to record him, agreed that the school received supply of tracksuits. He said it was out of mutual agreement with the supplier that he was to receive payments as the tracksuits were bought. Each tracksuit is being sold at 2,000 shillings to class 7 and 8 pupils, while those in class 6 and below are paying 1,000 and 800 shillings each.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Drive-in primary school, is it within your area?
Yes.
When we went to inquire from Kasarani Director of Education, she directed us to the Minister of Education.
May I come in?
I don't know whether I would have let you in, but just a customer.
However, when we got to Nyayo House, we were directed to Jogo House. We were asked to send an email, which we did, but up to the time this story is going on air, we had not received any communication from them.
Seventh floor, the other wing, director secondary.
How parents can purchase uniforms?
Okay.
Since what we are buying from the school,
let's put it in the thing.
Can I do email?
Yeah.
We also visited Feed the Children office in Dagoretti. Again, we were asked to send an email. They too have not responded till now. Irregularities within the school uniforms matter, which hurts parents, is not new in Kenya. Several parents have struggled with it for years. Some, however, have found a way to navigate around it. Reporting from Taani Radio News, I am Tebio Tieno.